Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the internet.
And on the radio.
Oh, I did a different, yeah.
No, that was exactly how we do it every week.
Normal.
Nothing's changed, nothing will change.
Normal video game show, yeah.
That is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Video games.
Exactly.
We play them. We collect them.
Yeah.
We download them.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily play them if we download them.
I try.
One of us tries.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me. So that we play video games. And I downloaded a couple with the intent on playing something that wasn't a FromSoft game.
No.
But then I ended up playing a FromSoft game.
Yeah, I took over your Steam library a bit.
Only a little bit. But you're enjoying what you're borrowing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so, like, I'll go first. I'm playing Disco Elysium, which you started. But you, like, played, I don't know, like, 2 hours, 3 hours? I'm almost 20 hours in.
That's not surprising.
I'm having a lot of fun. So we touched on it. It's a... Yeah, I guess a point-and-click RPG is the best way to explain it, I guess. It is weird. Like, it's a weird game.
It's like, hard to categorize,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, it is very clearly a game that is a lot about politics, but also sort of about, like, the inner struggles of your character. The basic setup is you are someone who wakes up and you don't remember who you are. Later you find out that you're a cop and you've lost your badge and your gun. And you don't know your name as well. So, like, you can't ask anybody who you are.
You do take some pretty good stabs at it.
Yeah, like, eventually your name, like, you find your badge and stuff. So, like, you do figure out what your name is. You do have a companion named Lieutenant Kim, who is pretty great.
He's got a dry sense of humor, right?
He's the straight man to your wacky, wild sort of nature. Because one thing that this game, like, one thing that I think is kind of interesting is this game does tell you, like, in one of the load screens, it's like, don't be afraid to ask people weird things or say weird things to people because you're a cop. They are less likely to be, like, turned off by it kind of thing, which I think is interesting. It does lead for, like, some fun, wacky conversations.
And I don't think this is quite the game that I can do the weird and wacky questions, because I already asked some people some fun stuff.
I guess so, like, one thing that I've figured out now that, and I think this was also mentioned or just, like, put in one of the load screens was that you should quick save and reload your saves to get a better outcome, which is what I've been doing quite a bit. Like, before one of the things in this game is, like, you're sort of, there's, like, these skill checks. There's 24 different aspects, I believe. And these are sort of, like, they're things that guide you. They're almost like your morals. But there's things like, I think there's authority, there's reaction speed, there's interfacing, there's encyclopedia. And all of these can help you make decisions or convince people. Another thing that helps you convince people is your clothing, which is what I've sort of gotten into to get a better outcome, is to swap out certain clothes that have different... Like, all of your clothes have different stats, which is really fun. There's a lot of fun clothes to play around with. And some have, like, negatives to them. Most of them do, and some of them don't. I found a cute little froggy visor hat that doesn't have any negatives, and it's great.
It sounds like it's,
I found, like, a silk kimono. There's a lot of, like, really funny things that you find and pick up. So you are tasked with, finding out what happened to there is a dead man hanging outside of, like, the hostel you're at called the Whirlin' Rags. And you have to figure out, obviously, what happened to this guy, why he was murdered. It is interesting because there's, like, three or four times where you're, like, given, like, a pretty decent reason why someone should be it. And even to the point that people have confessed to it.
It doesn't help if multiple people confess to
Multiple people have confessed to it. But the thing is, so as I've gone through this, so he was hung, but he didn't die via hanging, nor did he die via being shot. So I don't know how he died at this point still, which is okay.
You have a Rasputin situation on your hands?
I don't know how he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's confusing, yeah. The one thing, yeah, like, another thing, I guess, about this game is that, like, I'll go with the story. It's not linear, very, like, obviously there are things that you sort of have to do to progress certain storylines, but there's, like, a million different little side quests. One side quest I have is trying to find a paintbrush so I can paint a wall.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how to do this yet because the girl who has a paintbrush won't give me your paintbrush, but I'll figure it out. Once again, I sort of practice save scumming in this, which is basically like, if I don't get the outcome I want, because this is like a roll dice system. Like, you don't see the dice rolling it, you just say, yeah, I'm going to go for this. And it tells you what your chances are. There are things you can do other than, like, clothing. They're just, like, by potentially talking to people more. Now, also, there are things that can damage your chances as well. Like, which is also by talking to people more. You could also do things like make yourself more awkward or less intimidating. And so when you try to do that skill check, you will have negatives on it because you went forward and asked those questions.
You went too far.
Yeah. Like, it's neat. I think you died quite a bit. I've only died once so far.
I've only gone twice, and that's because I picked a fight with some children who weren't very smart, and also I attempted to jump to get my jacket back and did not make the jump.
That's really funny. Yeah. Like, I've only died once. Before I realized that I could very easily heal, like, you can heal while you're talking as well. Normally, like, things that you get damaged by are, like, kicking things. I would say most of the time you fail your skill checks and you kick something and hurt yourself and damage your health. There's so many things to kick in this game that, you know, you're just given the option to. I've tried not to because I know it usually ends, like, there's no reason for me. There are some that I've, you know, once again, and then I save scum in front of them until I get the outcome I want. I only need to do it once. Another thing about this game is it's very pretty.
It's got that acrylic. Or would it be more watercolor?
No, I would say it's like, yeah, it's a very painterly, heavy painter style. It's like, it's all digital. But, like, the backgrounds are very painterly. This is like, isometric, 3D isometric game. And it is 3D, like, all the character models are 3D. It's just sort of the way that, I guess, they act or present it. It looks very 2D quite a bit.
And your character is going to stumble around, and they do make a comment on how you walk around weird because of the video game nature.
What do you mean?
They call it some kind of jaunt as you walk around. If you go on, like, from one corner to the other, like, following the mouse, and he's following the mouse around.
Okay.
They comment on how that's
Okay, I was like, who's they?
I mean Kim. And apparently all of the precinct Kim is from calls it that particular... Okay. I just thought it was something else clever they had.
Yeah.
Know that's a game.
Yeah, for sure. I would say the thing is I've never had that conversation with Kim. No, I doubt I will at this point. We're too far past that. I've got to the point where I've now got shot in the leg, so I don't think they will comment on that, or if they comment on it, it will be that I have a limp because I just got shot in the leg. So, yeah. Like, it is interesting. There is a large amount of character dialogue with all the characters. I did actually, like, one thing that I was kind of mad, not mad about, but annoyed by, is that there was no, like, and I finally got to it, but there is some fast travel. It's not the best because I find that you have to you have to get out of certain places or you can't be on boardwalks or something to fast travel. But, like, yeah, it's interesting. There are certain things in the game that, like, I'll say it really wants you to, like, it just happened to be, like, one of the perks or one of the things I took, which I forget what it was called, but it's, like, it just wants me to do drugs and alcohol all the time. I haven't, just because I'm, like, I'm good. Because mostly because of the negatives to it, and it doesn't give me positives. And at this point in time, I don't know, I got a bunch of money. That was a big deal at the beginning, was that I could not pay for a lot of things. And of course, because I don't know my name, like, how am I going to be like, hey, can I get my paycheck? And they'll be like, okay, who is it for? And I'll be like, cop man.
Me.
Yeah, there's another sort of interesting aspect of this game where you can do these things called internalized thoughts. And basically, it allows, like, you basically think about this thought for however long it is. Like, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 8 hours, like, in-game hours. And then sometimes it gives you benefits, sometimes it doesn't. Basically, this was the thought that I had, and I thought it would lead me to something more interesting. But one that I was like, I'm going to internalize this thought because I thought it would lead me to some, like, queer options. But it was basically like, I understood now that gay people exist. Like, that was, yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, some of the thoughts that you have to internalize are for specific, I'll say, side quests or missions. And so they're not always awesome. They're just, like, thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And some apparently don't have bonuses. Yeah. It's interesting. Once again, I really like the aspect of dressing up my character in different things. Another thing is that you can get a plastic bag and pick up cans around the city for money, which is just kind of funny. Like, it just, like, granted, it's like 10 cents a can. It's not the best, but I have made some money out of it. It's kind of like, ooh, a can. I'll pick that up.
Because you do declare yourself a hobo cop at one point.
You can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's a thing you can do. You don't have to. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you're enjoying Disco Elysium?
Yeah.
And you're going to keep playing it for a while yet? And
well, yeah, I think I'm at least halfway through, so yeah, that's about, yeah, let's see. I'm about halfway through, maybe a little bit more, 2/3. And yeah, I just sort of want to get it done and over with and then maybe figure it out. I would love if there's a new game plus and then you can just sort of like have all your stuff and your stats still. I wonder if that's possible.
Fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah.
They did a really good job with the voice acting and
voice acting is a newer, what you were saying is a newer addition. Yeah, it's nice. Like, I'm not going to say it's, obviously, if I wanted to, I could turn the voice acting off because I skip through a lot of the dialogue because I read very fast and I don't care a lot of the time. Sometimes, especially for this game, there is a lot of dialogue and sometimes I'm like, I want to get to the point or I want to extend the dialogue so that maybe it will benefit me in some way. Because right. I now know that that's sort of how I do. But I just like to look around and talk. There are some very, like, I'd sang karaoke. It was a very funny interaction.
Nice.
There's, like, a dance scene. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if it's supposed to be. But, yeah, we named a church. We turned it into a raving thing. And it's now, it's called Disco Elysium. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's the name drop. So.
Oh, excellent. That works.
Yeah. And, you know, like, there's a very cute scenes like that. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
And, yeah, I put Elden Ring down for a little while. and put Bloodborne down for a little while, and I started playing Dark Souls 2. Because I wanted to play another FromSoft game, and that's what I did. I went and decided to be a masochist and play the game that I have quit now 3 times before. And this time, I am enjoying it far more because I know what to do and what to expect.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing, right? Yeah.
That's, I was like, yes, that is like the staple of the games you've played, like Bloodborne and Elden Ring, are outliers in the Souls series, right? And so is Sekiro, right?
They all, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you think, there's 4 games that, so there's Demon Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, and Dark Souls 3 that would be considered, those would be, I would say, in the same. Dark Souls, Demon Souls, you could probably argue, is, like, in the same universe to an extent.
To an extent. Well, now I gotta see if the remake, which we do have, is along that same sort of slower line. That same challenging line. A lot of people also seem to really, really like it, so I think I'm still gonna give that a try as well before I even start Dark Souls 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had this game for how long?
I don't know.
For at least a couple months.
Which one?
Demon Souls.
Demon Souls, yeah, for sure.
And I figure if I can't get through Dark Souls 2 this week, then I think by this weekend we may have to go and pick up Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah, I mean, you could be one of the 20 other games we have.
No, would I do such a thing?
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I guess you could actually try and beat Dark Souls 2.
I will, someday.
Okay.
At the same time, I beat Bloodborne.
Okay.
And Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Alice, I'm not good. I can't get good.
Well, I mean, once again, those games are, you have to take time with them. And, yeah.
I like them because they're kind of like solving a puzzle, except there's no actual puzzle solving. I feel so proud of myself when I finally get all the things to die and give me all their souls.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I will give this another few days to get a little bit further, and when I put down my controller in frustration, I think I'm finally just going to go and get a game I know I can beat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Horizon Forbidden West.
Did you beat the DLC?
I don't need to beat DLC to say that I have beaten the game.
I guess so.
Fine, I'll go back.
I mean, the DLC is a pretty good, yeah.
The DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn is pretty darn good. But we have a PlayStation 5 now.
Yeah.
We can play other games.
True.
And I'm speaking of other games, we were following some Sega news recently.
About
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
They are discontinuing the Sonic the Hedgehog games 1, 2, 3, Sonic and Knuckles, and CD.
What do you mean discontinuing?
They are delisting all the other ways that you can get these 5 games so that people, if they want to play them and download them, they have to get Sonic Origins.
Well, yeah, like they are remastering Sonic. Or they're putting out a remaster of 4 games?
5.
Yeah,
5 games.
Yeah, okay, sure. I don't think, by delisting, just like, well, people who already have them, they'll still have them.
They'll still have them, but you won't be able to get them after Origins comes out.
I mean, I don't, it's fine. That's fine.
Well, I'm a Sonic fan, and I have bought these games on a couple different platforms at this point.
Yeah, are you going to buy them on other platforms? Like, I'm just saying, that just proves that you're going to buy it again. Like, you just told me you've already bought it on several different platforms.
I got it on DS, and I'm not going to get it again knowing that I can have it on the DS and also have it on my Sega system. And if it were available on Switch, I probably would have also gotten it for Switch. But it's also, like, how they're treating the available. Like, this does bug me a little bit that they're delisting it all and then offering this remaster with all these weird. They were doing a lot of weird things with, like, a premium download package.
Yeah, no, like, I get that. I don't think that's right, but I think there's, like, there's two separate things. And one isn't as bad as the other. Or one's less confusing. Like, they're all, like, granted, yeah, they could probably just make another Sonic game. Well, they are. They're making Sonic Frontiers. Like, they're already working on other Sonic games. Like, I will give you that they have a very ridiculous roadmap situation where, like, things that are very bizarre, paylocked. I don't know the price difference between, like, the premium edition and the regular edition.
And a lot of the stuff that's on the premium edition should not be two editions for something as minimal as...
Yeah, no, there should just be, if you want to buy, like, the soundtrack, you just additional soundtrack down. Like, no, like, I just think it's silly. I think Sega will be shouted at for that and how silly it is. I don't know. Like, people, I'm going to say it's very easy to pirate Sonic games at this point, especially the older ones. Like, one of the easiest things to do. You could play Sonic on your phone for free. Easy.
Yes, and you can also find 1.5 million fan-made Sonic games that are of an equal and sometimes better quality.
Well, and I'm just like, also Sonic Mania exists, which is basically like old Sonic, but new Sonic plus old Sonic. So, yeah, like, I guess my all I can say is, sure, it's a little bit of a problem. It's not awesome. I think most people will be not swayed, or people will be like, well, I'll wait till Sonic is, like, $4 to get Sonic Origins Collection. Because Sonic games, I feel they're notoriously not awesome.
They don't, because, unfortunately, Sonic has not really performed
as well as and I assume this, like, this remaster is already going to be not full-price game. So... it's sort of like that's a whatever burger for me. Like, it kind of sucks, but also, I don't know, there are video game things that do way worse things.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. And I have heard that Sony is hoping to do some video game preservation as well, which is good to hear.
Well, that's at least, yeah, like, I'm like, that's at least something on, like, somebody like Nintendo who just likes to murder. Like, that would be my other concern, is because is Sega's not owned by Nintendo, but Sonic feels like he's pretty much...
He's highly licensed to Nintendo.
Yeah, like, point. He... And distributed, like, Sonic games will be distributed. Like, we will get Sonic Frontiers, which, once again, looks kind of cool. Everybody loves this, and I'm okay with it. Like, this open world-esque thing, right? Like, the Kirby game. Kirby and the Forgotten Land is apparently... Very, well, not similar, but it's like open worldy Kirby kind of thing.
Which is cool.
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard it's one of the best Kirby games ever, which excites me because I don't hate Kirby, but Kirby games, like most old video games, used to give me big anxiety. And I just like to roll around as a ball in the stage when you get the ball form.
Yes.
That's it. But yeah, Sonic Frontiers looks interesting.
We'll check it out when it comes out.
Yeah.
I still hold out the hope that there's going to be a Sonic game that's like Sonic Mania. In quality and...
No, I would assume they just do Sonic Mania 2. What, like, the thing is also that the Sonic movies are doing really well. Which is, I would assume why also this, package is, like, this remaster or whatever that's is true. Being released. Like, I wouldn't doubt... Like, Sonic is having a bit of a resurgence, like, and we'll see how well, like, Frontiers does. Apparently it's coming out at the end of the year, I believe.
Again, we're going to check it out when it comes out.
Yeah, no, I, you know, as I will say, you know, the problem is that most, if not all Sonic games, like, Sonic, what was the one? Avengers. Sonic Forces. Sonic
Adventure?
No, Sonic Forces.
Sonic, okay.
That's
Sonic
I Forces. Was like where you got okay. to make your own Sonic and got to, and Sonic dies. That's not a spoiler. It happens in like the first seconds of the game. Yeah, whatever, he's dead.
He comes back
for like real. A hedgehog. Does. Messiah. Yeah, like, I would say, and even the Sonic Boom series, like, there's some decence to it. Like, I would say, I think the animated series has done better performance than the video games, but...
Yeah.
But I haven't, yeah, I hope Frontiers does well. They would be smart to start working on a number two of Sonic Mania is what I'm saying, like a second Sonic Mania.
Yeah, so have that classic platform.
I wonder if they can't, because the guy who helped with that, the original Sonic Mania, is working on the movies now. Like, I wonder if he's too busy to work on a game, which is interesting. Well, yeah, who knows?
After the movie's done, which is technically done.
Yeah, they're doing a third one, though, on a TV show, Megan.
I gotta get back into Sonic,
I guess so.
I guess so. But, yeah, that's everything we got for you for this week. You're gonna beat Disco Elysium?
Yep.
I'm gonna beat No Games.
Sure.
And I'll get angry about Sonic next week.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Keep changing. Want to be free. Want to be free. It will last forever.
Go in.